Israel offers to withdraw from Lebanon after momentous decision to disarm Hezbollah. By Joel B. Polak on August 25, 2025. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu extended an olive branch to Lebanon on Monday, reacting positively to a decision earlier this month by the Lebanese government to disarm Hezbollah. The Iranian-backed group was decimated by Israel last fall, after Hezbollah attacked Israel with missiles, rockets, and drones for months following the Hamas terror attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. Hezbollah was already supposed to be disarmed under previous United Nations Security Council resolutions, but the Lebanese Armed Forces and the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, UNIFIL, did nothing. In the wake of the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon late last year, the Lebanese government was finally able to elect a president and began, under U.S. pressure, to move toward ending Hezbollah's armed presence. However, the process of disarmament appeared stalled, and Israel continued to launch attacks against Hezbollah when the terror group appeared to move weapons into position, as allowed by the ceasefire. In a statement issued by the Prime Minister's office on Monday, Netanyahu said, "Israel acknowledges the significant step taken by the Lebanese government, under the leadership of President Aoun and Prime Minister Salam. The recent decision by the Council of Ministers to work towards the disarmament of Hezbollah by the end of 2025 was a momentous decision. It marks a crucial opportunity for Lebanon to reclaim its sovereignty and restore the authority of its state institutions, military, and governance, free from the influence of non-state actors. In light of this important development, Israel stands ready to support Lebanon in its efforts to disarm Hezbollah and to work together towards a more secure and stable future for both nations. If the Lebanese Armed Forces, LAF, take the necessary steps to implement the disarmament of Hezbollah, Israel will engage in reciprocal measures, including a phased reduction of IDF presence in coordination with the U.S.-led security mechanism. Now is the time for both Israel and Lebanon to move forward in a spirit of cooperation, focusing on the shared objective of disarming Hezbollah and promoting the stability and prosperity of both nations. Lebanon has said that it will not seek a formal peace and normalization agreement with Israel, but that could change. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET. 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Zionist Conspiracy Wants You, now available on Amazon. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @joelpolak.